This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. My wife's jealousy is getting so ridiculous. The other day, she looked at my calendar and wanted to know who May was. Ba-dum-bum. It was Rodney Dangerfield. Hey, glad you're here. Kevin Jackson, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Talking about jealousy, jealousy. Democrats are jealous of you for so many reasons. Let me tell you why. Number one, you got your head on straight. You play by the rules. You know that it's an uphill battle, that you're swimming against the current because of the rules that they've set, and yet you succeed. They can't figure out how you succeed. They marvel at you while at the same time they have disdain for you. They're jealous. They're jealous because you figure things out. You are the MacGyver of politics as a conservator. You don't even think about it as politics. You just think of it as, okay, you change the rules on me, bada bing, bada boom. And then you got sick of it. And you said, enough is enough. So you said, we're going to put in the shot callers. Enough for you. You have gone crazy. Your jealousy has gotten out of control. You're trying to see how much I can take now. Right? Now you're just trying to pressure me. See, you know, will my pipe burst if you keep putting pressure inside? This is building up and building up. And you know what you did? You conservatives, on November the 8th of 2016, you released the pressure valve. And so we got exactly what we wanted, exactly what we needed. I watched a buddy of mine's film called The Art of the Insult. Joel Gilbert, absolutely hysterical in how Donald Trump took the insult where people like Jeb Bush, you can't insult your way to the presidency, Mr. Trump. And he did it. Because it's not insulting when it's true. When you start pointing out the flaws of the left, they get mad. They get insulted. But it's not insulting if it's true. Those people are crazy. They flatly are. And you do it, like I said, you do it by the book. You raise your children right. First of all, you stay in whole families. We try to stay in whole families. I'm telling you, we're sinners. We're not perfect people in any way, shape, or form. And that's okay. Believe it or not, I'm not telling you to die that way. You got to be working towards redemption, which you do. You don't change your morality just because you want to break the rules a bit. You know you're wrong. Oh, yeah. I'm not getting preachy. I'm just telling you the truth about yourself. You know you're wrong. So, but you look for that. So you take your wrongs and you say, look, I've been wrong. And you know what you do? You tell your friends, hey, look, I went down that route. Don't do it. You tell your kids, look, don't do that. Let me tell you, I can talk to you about how you give advice to people, whether it's your family, friends, your kids, whatever. I could give you example after example where maybe your kid says something, you know, like, you know, yeah, we could steal that, Mom. And you go, we don't steal in this family. And they're like, ooh. But other kids, you know, on the other side of the aisle, they're like, yeah. You know, if they find out their kid stolen something, they don't march that kid back to the store. They're like, boy, give me that. And then they eat it. You know, and there's no lesson in that. Kid just go, you know, the lesson is, don't tell Mama you stole. She'll eat it. But you don't. You will march your kid back to the store. You better get in there. You tell Mr. So-and-so you took that candy bar. And the kid's like, no, Mama, you can get in here, boy. I'm going to give you a whooping. You go in there, and he's like, I'm sorry, Mr. Johnson. I stole this candy bar. And he's like, you know what, boy? You got a good mama there and made you bring that back. Now, don't you ever come in here and steal. That's a bad thing. And he gives you a lesson because he's a conservative, too. The leftist will go, you know, I mean, look, it's okay. Here, go on and take it. Oh, okay. I steal. My mom says bring it back. Well, he don't really care. You know what I'm talking about. Ridiculous, those people. Jealous of you because you got it all together. I'm not saying it works out every time. Do you think your kid, your daughter isn't going to have a bout of promiscuity, or your son isn't going to I'm going to use my finger quotes, experiment or whatever they call it these days. Yeah, we have the same issues because, you know what, we're human beings, but you are so much more prepared to deal with it because you deal in reality. And you're not jealous. You don't walk around going, I hate that they got this or that or whatever. You set your sights. You get there. And if you get to the place that you like, you know what you do? You get comfortable. You go, you know what? I got the cabin. I got my boat. I got a Sea-Doo. And mama, you know, she takes care of me on a regular basis. What can I say? You don't go, man, shoot, that dude over there, my neighbor, he moved up. He got a better job. His wife got a promotion. She just sold a patent. I got a friend, his wife has a patent on some kind of a, it's a thing for vitamins or something. I don't know how to describe it because I'm not technical in that respect. And they're going to be worth millions of dollars. They're in clinical trials. People are loving this thing. I don't know all the details of it, but. And he came to me, this is bad. He came to me 3, maybe 4 years ago and goes, hey, Kev, you know, my wife's about to get a patent on this thing. And man, if you could kick in, you know, like whatever. And I was broke. I mean, I'm still kind of broke, but I'm just saying, he was like, you kick in, Kev, if you come up with $50,000 now, I could have borrowed $50,000 from a friend and put it in this. And then, you know, it would have gone, it would have been the kiss of death for everybody. Mm-mm. But had I done it, it's probably going to be worth, I don't know, a couple million dollars. But I didn't have it. But you know what? I love that my buddy and his wife hit the lotto on her expertise. He helped too. Don't think he's just a freeloader. He was marketing and helped her find the venture capital and so on and so forth. And it went great. And they're going to be rich. And I'm as happy as can be. They'll probably invite me onto their yacht if I can just find the airfare to go. You know, no, he'll probably fly me there too. But you get what I'm saying? But I'm happy for him. Not an ounce of jealousy. And you know what? I don't even miss not having 50 grand to make my whatever it was going to be, a couple million dollars. I don't miss that. It's an opportunity gone, but no, who cares? They made it. That's a win to me. And that's how you feel. You've been brought up that way. Yeah, now it can't be rubbed in your face too often. You know, because then you start cutting people loose. Like, every time I come around, these dudes want to talk about how much money he gets. I don't want to hear that nonsense. You know, but I'm telling you, most of us were happy. Not leftists. They will not be happy with you. I want to talk about how these stooges on the left see politics when we come back. It's a game. And it's a shame that they think of it that way because it's so serious. I don't see politics as a game. I see it as for real. I want them to be successful. They don't want the same for us. How pathetic is that?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. What's up with Fire and Fury? Huh? KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255. What happened to Fire and Fury, dude? Michael Wolff. Oh! This dude was on every talk show. He was blowing up the talk shows. You know how you know your book is a big deal? They had his big on easels. They had the cover of Fire and Fury on both sides, so they didn't miss it at any camera angle. He was prominently placed in, I'm talking NBC, ABC, CBS, MSNBC, CNN, you name it. I think he even did Fox. And it was multiple people on each network. He would, you know, like on CNN, he would do, you know, the morning people, Poppy, blah, 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 the weekend folks. And he would do Anderson Cooper, Don Lemon, etc. Every show. He did the same thing on MSNBC. I'm not exaggerating how many shows this guy did. I've got clips of him on at least eight shows. At least. talking about the book. And the leftist media soaking it up. Katie Turr was unbelievable. She was so amenable. In effect, the paraphrase of the interview was, well, look, I didn't have to verify all of the facts. I would pretty much hear one person say one thing, the other person say another. I sort of drew my own little inference from what I heard, but it's up to you to figure it out. You know, if there's smoke, there's fire. And then Katie goes, I think where there's smoke, there's fire. I think there's fire. And that was it. Yea, verily, it is a work of nonfiction, should be believed, and everybody's treating it, well, you know, when I interviewed the president, when I did this with the president, and let me just tell you, that's when you start getting into some shaky ground. I'll tell you this, I've met Donald Trump twice. He probably doesn't even remember it. It was so brief. He was walking through an event, and, it was very, I can see it like it happened yesterday, comes through. People weren't making a big deal about him because he wasn't even officially declared, if I'm not mistaken. He hadn't even officially declared as a candidate, but he was thinking about it, or maybe he had just declared. But people were not making a big deal about him. He had people on both sides. He was walking right by me, shook his hand. How you doing, Donald? Boom. Hey. And he walked on by. Then I was at an event not long after that, because it was, I think, even a... Rick Perry might have been the big deal at the time. And Donald Trump comes in the green room. Hey, Donald, how you doing? Boom, hey. But, you know, you could tell it wasn't like a I know who you are kind of thing, but I've met him twice. If he sees me, he's not going to go like, who is this guy? And I know for a fact that they know who I am because a couple of people interviewed with him and his staffers went, oh, yeah, we love Kevin Jackson. We love his work. So I know they know me. But I would not pretend to be like this dude. He was pretending. Well, you know, I spent 3 hours with the president over a period of like a year. I probably have spent 3 hours with many people that I don't know when I was stuck in the Houston airport and couldn't get out because it was flooded. Or I spent a good 16 hours with them. Now, I didn't talk to many of them. I talked to a couple of them, but I could see them doing an interview going, yeah, I spent a little time with Kevin Jackson one day. In fact, we had 5 hours together. That would make you think we really got to know each other. 5 hours is a lot of time to be talking to some dude in an airport or anywhere. And so he gets snagged. But my curiosity is, where is he? Is this dude in witness protection? What happened? He completely dried up. You don't hear radio interviews, TV interviews. I think I know what happened. I know you guys know my theory on this, but I'll tell the radio audience. I think he was found out to be a liar. I think the left, they are trying so hard to pin something on Trump that everything they're doing has this hint of desperation. It reminds me of salespeople who must make a sale because they overextended in their mortgage or whatever. And I look at these guys and I say to myself, why did you do that? You know, you go into a sale with the smell of desperation. Even a chumpy animal like a rabbit knows to eat you if you go into a desperation sales mode. You know, where you're giving away things without even a negotiation. Well, look, Chuck, if I could get it for half price, I mean, what would it be something that would be of interest to you? What kind of stupid question? Yeah, sure. So you go get it for half price, and then Chuck comes in, and you go, okay, Chuck, hey, we got it for half price. He goes, well, congratulations. Now I know you can get it for half price. What do you think he's going to ask for now? Think you can get more? I don't know. Well, you know what? I'm not that interested. That's the desperation sale. If Chuck had gone in there and said, look, this is amazing product. I got about 10 more minutes before I got to go see my next client. This product is about to be on allocation. I need to go because I got somebody that's ready to place an order. Can I come back here tomorrow? Are you available tomorrow? That's a whole different sale. And if you're flush, meaning you got the cash to burn and I'll wait you out. I mean, it varies by product, but I'm just saying there are people that were like that. I remember memory. Back in the day, it's not like that anymore. It's not even close. But memory was on what they called allocation. So You went into your big computer manufacturers, which was Compaq at the time, HP, Dell, and you didn't take, it was no orders or anything. All you did is you went in and said, okay, here's your allocation, Compaq. You're going to get 1 million pieces of this size DRAM. Dell, you're going to get 500,000, you know, whatever. HP, we're going to give you 700,000. And all the only thing that buyer could do was go, can I get a little more allocation? It was like selling crack, you know, and all the crackheads had money. It was just like that. So you could go, okay, crackhead, look, I've got 2 ounces of crack I can sell to you. I can sell total. I'll take them. No, you can't do that because I got to satisfy my other clients. Well, how much will you let me have? That's where we were, an allocation. So let me tell you what's happening and to put it into our perspective. We were the left was selling bogus dope, and we were buying it up in abundance. And now we're finally to the point where we have cleaned up our act, and we no longer need their dope. And they've got it in droves. They're trying to get rid of it, and there are no takers. That's where we find ourselves. That's a good place to be, conservatives. We're off of it. They come over with their little baggies and go, look, look at here. Woo! So Fire and Fury, he's a liar. He's gone. This Russia investigation, it's a lie. It's gone. We're off the dope. We're off the media dope. We're off the narrative, the fake news narrative dopes. Dope, whatever you call it. We're no longer hooked on it. We aren't even enticed by it. Not at all. They can't handle that. Discredited Fire and Fury author, pure work of fiction, and the leftists find themselves back at square one. They don't even know how to behave.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
People are waking up. They're standing up to those pushing pesticides and GMOs as safe alternatives for a starving world. What a bunch of crap! I tell you, I'd rather eat dirt. So, I drink Life Change Tea. It's an herbal drink, cleansing my body of toxic sludge and nasty chemicals, and of course, ridding the intruders that are hidden in my so-called food. And by the way, Life Change Tea is non-GMO and organic. No fillers, no yuck. Just a great defense against you-know-what. May the supplement force awaken you. Don't fall to the dark side. Sorry. I went to the movies last night. Anyway, enough said. How do you get that herbal drink and change your life? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You will awaken. You will get stronger, and you might even lose a bit of weight. So awaken to Life Change Tea and the many one-of-a-kind supplements at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. May the supplement force be with you.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Companies are attributing the tax bill for being able to give higher wages to their employees as well as being able to give a number of bonuses to their employees. How do you respond to that?
Well, the number of bonuses that were given, well, one of the bonuses was already in a union contract, and then they added a little more money to that. That same firm just told their employees that they were going to be laying off 1,500 people, and if they wanted to save their jobs, they could all start working 32 hours in those communities. So in terms of the bonus that corporate America received versus the crumbs that they are giving to workers to kind of put the schmooze on is so pathetic. It's so pathetic. And I would hope that with their big advantage of bringing money home at a very low rate, that they would invest in infrastructure and things. But our experience has been that they will do dividends, they will do stock buybacks and things like that. I think it's insignificant.
Boy, oh boy, did Nancy Pelosi catch some H-E double crooked socks for that. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Nancy Pelosi said, hey, so what? It's $1,000 a rebate. It's a pittance. It's insignificant. But, you know, she said something even more profound earlier when she said, these companies are only going to do stock buybacks. They're not going to invest in putting, you know, more infrastructure into their companies, R&D, things like that. And I don't know if you know this, but there was a lot of stock buybacks during the time of Obama. I haven't researched how many. I can't find it just yet. But there were lots of them. Because what companies do when they don't have any place to put their money, because they're not going to put it into, you know, R&D and advancement and things like this, because they're like, why bother? The profit margins in America, you know, well, we get taxed. It doesn't do any good. So if we buy our stock back, I don't know all the details of it. Maybe there's a financial person out there, but that's a bigger advantage to them than putting it into the marketplace. And I read an article about it, or else I wouldn't even know this. But when it was a financial person saying that's what more of that happened in the time of Obama. Now, I don't know if that what the case is. Like, is it in the last decade? Is it in the last 20 years? Or is it in the history of man? But they said many companies did this. Now, I'm going to make you a bet and tell you that not only are companies going to give their employees higher wages, money back, they're going to invest in themselves. It's already started to happen, and I named a couple of these. When I get into these battles with leftists, the ignoramuses of the planet, then I have to remind them. I say, well, Dow Chemical said they're building an innovation center in somewhere in Michigan. It's going to employ 150 people, and the president and the CEO of that company said we wouldn't have done it if Donald Trump wasn't president. It wasn't going to happen. And there were a couple of other companies that said, we're going to innovate. We're bringing in the innovation center. It was a small thing that happened, but U.S. Steel opened a plant in Madison, Illinois, right across the river from St. Louis, that had been dormant. I was living in St. Louis when they shut that plant down. They fired it back up. I don't know what the plan is, but we're now making steel again in the United States. We're not shipping it from China. So another good thing that's happening. You're seeing Apple Computer. We're bringing our manufacturing back. Look, you don't send the brains of your operation offshore. You send the stuff that you go, okay, we can do this better, cheaper, faster, and get a better tax break. They're bringing it back because it's next to the innovation. Now, the beauty of it being next to the innovation is a guy can be walking through your manufacturing facility and have a brilliant moment. They call it water cooler conversations. You're doing your job as an electrical engineer, and you go up to the water cooler, and there's Haroon or somebody that you work with, and you're like, you know, Haroon, we were talking about that problem in the break room the other day, and I was thinking about this, and then somebody else overhears it and goes, you know, very flippantly, like, well, you might try, blankety blank. I'll give you a good example. So I had to mail an envelope, and it had a window on it. You know, like a where you could see through for the address. And it was a check to a friend of mine. It was a business acquaintance, but I mean, it was a friend who we do business with. And so he told me, Kevin, don't mail the check to my office. I need it mailed to my house because I'm going to be out of town. And I said, okay. I said, no problem. But the envelope I had already had stamps on it. So I said, I got to go to the post office to check my P.O. box or whatever. So I go to the post office and I tell the guy, hey, look, can you give me an envelope because I got to mail this thing out. And he goes, well, you're going to lose those stamps. And I said, yeah, but I don't have an envelope. I mean, you know, I don't have anything I can do about it. I got to mail it to a different address. And he goes, well, why don't you put a label over it? Now, I know you're listening to me now going, Kevin, that's stupid. Some of you were already ahead of me. Okay? And you're going, yeah, I was thinking, why don't you stick a label on it? Well, first of all, because if I'd had a label on my desk, I would have thought about it. But to me, I was going to the post office. I was like 60 cents or whatever. What I don't know what stuff cost, 80 cents. And I was like, to heck with it. I was sticking in another envelope, and that'll be that. And it was a post office dude who just goes, well, man, why don't you stick a label on it? Okay. So now I become MacGyver. I go over to their little – I didn't have a label. So I go over to their little sticky, you know, like first class things, and I get one of the little window, sticky window things, but I got to massage it. I don't have scissors or a knife. I wasn't going to borrow anything because, you know, post office people will shoot you if you ask for the wrong thing. So I just put it onto the table, ripped it real quick, ripped off the first class, put the thing over the side of it, wrote the address in, and that was that. And so now I saved myself 84 cents. On a guy's ingenuity. But that's the conversations you have that save money. Now, in my case, I saved 84 cents and maybe the cost of an envelope. So let's say I saved $2. But it's $2. Imagine those conversations happening in multiple places in your office because of proximity. That's the innovation that happens when you bring everything back. That's why you have meetings. Nobody likes meetings. You shouldn't. If you like meetings, then you're a piker. You just want to get out of work. Nobody likes them. But they're good because they spur ideas. And there's no country on the planet, none, that's better than America on ideas. The next closest, and it's a close second, is Israel. And it's because we've lived free for so long, but the Israelis, they've lived free for centuries, even in imprisonment. They never let go of who they are. And they have a level of innovation that is second only to the innovation in the United States. That's it. So, there's a saying, jealousy is a tribute mediocrity pays to genius. That's why people get jealous. They're effectively telling you, you've done something I can't do. You make me feel bad about who I am because I happen to be mediocre in this thing that I want to accomplish. If you're a mediocre actor, you're jealous when somebody else gets those awards. You don't see them as something of which to you aspire. You see them as competition and something you can never attain. Perfect example for me. I think Lady Gaga may have one of the best voices I've ever heard. You ever hear? You trust me on this. Google Lady Gaga singing Lush Life. You know the jazz standard? I used to visit all the gay places. Let me tell you. Listen to that. Forget you even know who she is. Listen to it for the purity of its voice, for the orchestration, etc. If I was a singer, I would go, why bother? But you know what? Everybody isn't into Lady Gaga. There are some people that like J-Lo. I don't know who, but there are some. And so you're not for everybody. It's okay. J-Lo does not have to be jealous of Whitney Houston. Oh, she's dead. Jealous of what's her face. Whitney Houston didn't get mad because Mariah Carey came along. They can coexist. For leftists, they can't. Leftists are jealous. They get jealous. Nancy Pelosi told you exactly what Nancy Pelosi said was very simply this. If the government isn't going to give you this money back, what do I care? I don't care about you. And it was summed up to me in we got a tweet. And I believe it had to do with Oprah. And I think he said it was a guy, and I like this guy's name, is Educating, his thing is Educating Liberals. And his at sign is at education with the number 4 libs. And he says this, Trump became a famous TV star by making people compete for a job. Oprah became famous as a star by giving away expensive gifts. This perfectly sums up the polar opposite mentalities between Republicans and Democrats. And it shows you, in a strangely metaphorical way, how we differ and why Oprah should never be president, and she won't. There's no worries about it. Nor should any leftist. They don't understand that when you work for something, it means something to you. Or at least it should. The problem with leftism is it doesn't mean anything to them. It doesn't. They are programmed to look for the easy way out, and you're it. And if you get in between them and their meal, woe be it unto you.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number
number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Donald Trump tweeted this: more great news as a result of historical tax cuts and reform. Fiat Chrysler announces plan to invest more than $1 billion in the Michigan plant, relocating their heavy truck production from Mexico to Michigan, adding 2,500 new jobs and paying $2,000 bonus to U.S. employees. Glad you guys are here. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. If you want to chime in on how the president is a rock star. And I say that really just to intimidate the left. You know, it's funny. Donald Trump, he made a comment, it was from a video that he had done a while back. And he goes, look, you know what you people are getting me for? He goes, you know what you like about me? He essentially goes, common sense. He goes, 99% of the things that I'm doing here are common sense. He left 1% for, this is where I know a little bit more than you. 99% of the moves I'm making are things you, as an ordinary citizen, would make if you didn't have all the corruption of D.C., lobbyists, and the media. If you got rid of those guys, we would be running efficiently. The world would be in perfect order. The problem is we've allowed greedy, slimy, scumbag snakes known as leftists to run this country and, quite frankly, to run the world for the better part of decades, if not centuries. And we are where we are at this time for that reason. And I'm just telling you, it's not rocket science to do the things that, when he talked about saving Carrier, I went, psh. The same way he felt about it, I felt about it. He talked about bringing manufacturing back, psh. You lower the tax base, you get people to come back. It's really simple. So why doesn't it happen? Because you have to ask yourself that question. Why is it did not happen? Find the most ridiculous scenario, you know, whatever it may be like. You know, I don't understand why they're paying Martha $200,000 as a bookkeeper. And I will tell you, it's because Martha's corrupt. And they need her to be a corrupt bookkeeper, because if the going rate is $35,000 for a bookkeeper and Martha's making $200,000, you can bet somebody's making more. When it doesn't make sense, it's because somebody's getting dollars. That's the problem. And Trump identifies that. And he also identifies what happens when you uncover the shenanigans of the left. And that's what just happened with Fusion GPS. We got verification of what we already know. This supposed inside source to the Trump campaign, that the president of Fusion GPS, a guy named Glenn Simpson, said existed, is a lie. They offered this up in August of 2017. Full testimony got released about Fusion GPS. That's when he testified, and he made the comment, oh yeah, we've got this inside mole, and he's the one that told us about this Trump stuff and working with the Russians and all this. Then this clown double downs. He goes to the New York Times, goes to get some of Mama's milk, and he tells them, he does an op-ed in New York Times. We stand behind our story. It is all true. We knew this, that, and the other, blah, blah, blah. And now, guess what old Glenn Simpson's doing? He's running like a scalded dog, like a white woman trapped in Compton. He's going, I'm out of here. He doesn't, now he can't fess. We know the truth. Diane Feinstein, she releases the transcript. People started perusing it and went, whoa, wait a minute here, Glenn Simpson. This doesn't about fit here. See, because under the scrutiny of a much more savvy public, flags get raised. And now Fusion GPS says, well, the idea of an internal source was, and here's the magic word, mischaracterized. Yeah, we never said he was inside. We said we had some, you know, interesting thing. And so it turns out it was some Australian PM over bar talk. Game over. Game over for all of them. Let me tell you, you folks are going to, you think that you, to heck with the Super Bowl. Remember how you used to celebrate the Super Bowl before the kneelers? Remember that? Remember how you'd celebrate the winning of the pennant if it was won in your hometown or something beautiful to you? I don't know how you celebrate getting that fat raise. Put it all together. 2018 is going to be that on steroids for you. You are going to celebrate perp walk after perp walk. You're going to celebrate Aberdeen going to prison. You're going to celebrate Hillary Clinton having to get before the camera. I was really sorry what I did. I didn't know. And Bill Clinton's going to be standing there smiling, trying to act like he's consoling her as he's smiling, thinking about all them young girls he's now going to get because Hillary's in prison. Michelle Obama's going to be disavowed. Look, I was first lady. I didn't understand what Barack was doing. I had no knowledge of what was happening over here. I know y'all are going, Kevin, this is not going to, I'm telling you, you're going to watch heads roll. You're going to watch FBI guys get demoralized, not just demoted, go to prison. You're going to watch FBI people go to prison. You're going to watch former Obama administration folks go to prison. And I know you're sitting out there skeptical because you haven't seen this type of thing occur. You're like, well, Kevin, you say that every year. We've been going after these Clinton. We've been going after Obama. We've been going after Eric Holder. You're about to get a feast. Donald Trump, I'll never forget, he goes, you guys are going to win. You're going to win big. You're going to win so much. You're going to be like, what's with all this winning? And what's he done? He's made winners out of us. He's vindicated practically everything we've said. We said, if you put a person in office who doesn't have, you know, commitments to these lobbyists, who is not corrupt, and who only looks at the American public, you will see an America that cannot be matched in ingenuity, in creativity, you name it. And what do? Doggone Skippy, we put a guy there that goes, I don't care what they say. We put a guy there who's unfiltered, who's non-presidential. The best thing you could want in a president is a non-presidential one. Because what we got is pomp and circumstance. We got empty suits, people coming up there talking like this here, acting as if, you know, look, I'm very authoritative. This is how things are going to go. Blah, 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 this, that, and the other. And I know I didn't say anything, but, you know, you like it. You seem to like when I talk, so I'm just going to talk here for a little bit and say some things that don't mean anything. And I'm not going to go back and do anything. And that'll be the end of that. Oh, my God, he's amazing. People. I chuckle because it's so easy to impress these clowns. And they've gotten used to that. And here's Donald Trump going, you know, these third world crap holes. Yeah, why are we sending money over there? Why are we sending money over to people that hate us? Why are we funding NATO when they don't even pay their own bills? Why are we funding derelicts? He hates NATO. No, he hates derelicts. Why are we funding? He called those people crap hole. No, he's racist. No, he didn't. He called how they live crap holes. He called where they live and how they allow government to happen crap holes. And by the way, we have them here in America too. Don't feel like it. You know, we're immune. We got, you want me to list them? Cleveland, Baltimore, Detroit, Chicago. Name any big city. You got yourself a crap hole. Now they divide it up. They make the crap, you know, the crap has color in the big cities. Oh, yeah, it's got color. But the Democrats will tell you, he's racist. What about Rahm Emanuel? He's got a crap hole on the south side of Chicago, full of black folks. You think Rahm Emanuel is going to solve his crap hole problem? Of course not. He doesn't care. Because them white folks are living large in Chicago. They got the big, shiny buildings. They got the lake view. You know, they're doing all right. They got fat cat contracts that pay them no matter what, while black people over there starving to death, living in squalor and killing each other. And Rahm Emanuel's talking about, you know, or any of these people talking about,
oh, he said the word crap hole for Haiti.
He could have used it for Chicago and probably will. We're going to play a clip of a guy. In fact, let's do that. Do we have time? Unfortunately, we don't. But it's like, 3 minutes? Close to 3 minutes. It's a must hear. You got to hear this guy. He's a Breitbart London guy, and he's describing London. And, you know, he commented on President Trump's comments, but he describes London, and you got to hear it. It's amazing. Let's go back to Fusion GPS. 35-page work of friction, work of fiction, that was meant, they wanted to say we've got this inside mole in order to give credibility to the report. They then took this report, took it over to John McCain and his group or whatever. They make this report, they call it a dossier in order to give it a good, nice little French, you know, name. You know, it's bread, but they call it a croissant. And then they pawn it off as being legit. FBI takes it because they want to and makes and runs with it and says,
oh, yeah, look at this. We got proof
of this collusion, and we are where we are. This investigation is dead as it pertains to Donald Trump. And now watch what happens. You guys don't believe me. You're going to watch heads roll, and I'm going to laugh.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.